This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's a special show, yeah, DRM. That is where we are, namhlanje. We are basically collaborating with DRM, namhlanje. So, kumbula ukuthi, we are celebrating eWorld Radio Day this afternoon. Throughout the day, nje, today is the 13th of February, 2026. So very special show. Namhlanje, we thought we should just do this 30 minutes demonstration of DRM, which is something very interesting, Velo, and that we've done on MUT Radio.
And also, we must apologize maybe to some of the listeners who were waiting for it at 6. We decided we were going to do it a little bit earlier. Because we know people are busy, they're out and about, they're going out to buy them a gift and all those things. So it's not good to see, okay, let's try and do this now.
Exactly. There's quite a lot that's happening. Today is the 15th. Ne? Kuthi kuyi 15th abantu baholile kusasa, it's Valentine's Day.
Today is the 15th.
Yeah. Oh, well.
The 13th. After Valentine's Day. So if you don't get your gift maybe tomorrow, you're probably going to get it when they get paid on Sunday.
You know what I'm saying? Why I'm saying it's the 15th.
They're getting paid. Oh, it's today. The weekend. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Oh, so, must be nice. So you have no excuse.
Yeah.
If you are a nurse, a teacher, or.
Because they're getting paid today.
Must be nice to be them. Definitely. But we're speaking about DRM, Digital Radio Mondiale. Yeah.
Very interesting tool, Mvelo, that Engeng Albona, because, you know, radio these days, we are speaking more into digital. Masikhuluma about radio, we're speaking as everything that is digital.
That is us, yeah, by the way. We are the true definition of being digital.
Exactly.
Because we are online. And we are making it. We are doing our best. The only campus radio station in KZN. Mm-hmm. On June, we're turning 5. So we are a definition that digital radio does work.
Definitely.
We are a true definition.
If you think about it, someone in Germany is listening to us right now. Someone who is in the US is listening to us right now. Someone from the UK, they are actually listening to MUT Radio. So we are a true definition of digital. That is why we are bringing this digital digital
Radio
Mondiale. Yes, definitely. So we're going to play something later, because in 15 minutes we need to be closing. So we're going to play like a few videos, and we're going to tell you, Guti, how you can get contact of Radio Digital Radio Mondiale. But before we go to Digital Radio Mondiale, maybe let's start here. And then when we come back, we're going to speak more about radio and Digital Radio Mondiale. For now, you know this song. Kilani.
Folded.
Kunjani. 16 minutes after 4. Welcome to this special show by myself, Awe Tukelese, and Velo Hade. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's so silly in me to act like I don't need you back. When all I can think about is that since I seen you last, I know I didn't have to walk away. All I had to do was ask for space. I'm telling you, be on your way. When I told you to fall back, so can you come pick up your clothes? you got it. I don't need roses, just need some flowers for my garden. Can't you go back to how you loved on me when you started? I'll be here begging for ya. You should be giving me the whole damn day till the day is gone. So if you wanna go that way, I'll be waiting for you to come pick up your
Kalani folded on MUT Radio, you know, Magatibeketilemvel, and then
yeah, and then you like, yeah. I think this is the stage where you try and let go of everything, like have your clothes folded, waiting for you, so it's time to vie.
If it's
but you have gotten over that person. It's nice. It's a great stage.
Yeah, it's a very nice stage.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, so done, basically. So, yeah, man, 20 minutes after 4, welcome to this beautiful special show that we're doing with Thumvelo. Basically showing the power of digital radio mondiale, which is something very interesting. Now, UDRM Velo has quite a lot of options, beautiful, amazing options that you can choose from. You can listen to radio, you can stream them live. But one of the most important ones is e-learning for all. Now, they have a very special one with Basebenzi technology through e-learning. So the e-learning option is I think it's the one that's very close to us as students that are in the University of Technology. Because if you think about it, most of us, especially from Emangosuthu University of Technology, we are from the deep rural areas.
Yeah, very disadvantaged backgrounds. But when you come here, you learn and you learn new things. You learn about MUT radio. That you don't need to have like analog radio. You can actually just download an app on your phone and listen to radio. You learn about a lot of things. You learn about the library. There's e-learning. You learn about a lot of things. You don't need to actually go to the store and actually get something, but you can actually just go through your phone and find everything. So that is what DRM also enhances, because it allows distance learning wherever you are. If you want maybe to access information from Emangosuthu and you half across the world, you can do that. And thank you to DRM.
And what I like about what you are saying is that wherever you are, because with DRM, if you think about it, if you go to the rural areas, you remember, I don't know if you did distance learning while Usema Kaya during COVID.
We couldn't. Yeah.
We couldn't.
We were deep in the rural area. So there is no way of doing that. So we just had to go in Nama mask. But
I just.
Lemangosuthu.
Yes.
It happened because I got here in 2022. COVID was still here. So Sasinewe data. And then we have to do online learning. Yeah. So that is where I learned about. So, okay, this thing can actually happen.
The disadvantage about that time, yeah, when we were, because when I did distance learning while I was still in varsity. And one of the disadvantages was that mina ngwase emakhaya, and emakhaya, the network connectivity couldn't was a problem. I remember attending a lecture in Ngasentabeni, just trying to find a
lecture. You were still here at MUT?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, it was
this was like 2020.
Like the real COVID.
The real COVID. Yeah. And we had to attend classes. I was doing my third year at the time and it was very bad. What I like about Digital Radio Mondiale, DRM, is that wherever you are, even in Makaya, the connectivity is amazing. You really do not need ukuthi uzwe entabeni or anything. Digital radio is for all, and the experience is amazing because you can even go to the deep rural areas. But I don't want to say much because Klapo Muntu will say information. I want you to listen to this one and Sizo discuss it just after this.
Meet Arnett. He's one of about 25 million citizens of Integria, a country that might be a bit like yours. Integria has been planning a transition from analog radio to DRM digital radio for the past few years. Arnett could order his DRM radio, as the government has made millions of radios available to the public at reduced cost, thanks to an international development grant. Rose must go to her news agency office where she works as a journalist. She reminds Iris to do her schoolwork. Iris explains to Rose how the teacher will teach her lesson over digital radio today, using full interactive radio textbooks with pictures, diagrams, and examples. They will be accessible on the radio screen using DRM's advanced interactive text service called Journaline. The DRM radio schooling service also includes homework. The answers to the questions will be broadcast tomorrow via DRM. Iris shows her parents the maths exercise she has done on her tablet, connected via local Wi-Fi to the DRM digital radio. All content is received via DRM digital radio, as mobile internet is not available in their home.
Very interesting one.
That was interesting. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to have internet connection. DRM could be that for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. It's quite interesting because I think DRM found a gap there. Internet connectivity was a difficult situation. So they had to go and bangenelele. So, this one is very interesting, Velo, because there is proof. Yeah, local school mangao. There's a school, in Gambia. I don't know if you've heard of a country, Bizwange, Gambia.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yes, definitely. So it's an African school, very disadvantaged, but they've been using DRM, and they have quite a lot to say about DRM. Listen to this.
In the first of its kind in Africa, the Digital Radio Mondiale Consortium conducted the first ever demonstration of an innovative program at St. Joseph Senior Secondary School in Banjul on Tuesday. The project, which delivers education at a distance via radio, has been described as a game changer by MOPSI officials. And Sumane Sonyasi tells us more.
A few years ago, the idea of students in Africa and other parts of the world accessing remote education through digital means without an internet connection seemed unlikely. However, thanks to the Digital Radio Mondiale, DRM Consortium, students at St. Joseph Senior Secondary School in Banjul are the first to experience this groundbreaking technology. By using simple non-internet-connected tablets linked to a digital radio, students can access real-time lessons from the UK. This innovative approach aims to make education accessible worldwide, particularly in developing countries like the Gambia, where digital infrastructure remains a challenge. Johannes von Wessenhoff and Janet Darami of the DRM Consortium showcase how the technology works and its potential impact on education in the Gambia and beyond.
Right now we've got the live signal here from UK, London, and you should see the content that is on the radio that was also transmitted along with the audio, or is transmitted live right now.
With DRM education, it means that education can be delivered anywhere. You know, no internet, no expensive data. I think we heard the students talk about the expense of data. But apart from that, apart from even the cost of data, if you think when there are rains or any disaster, the first things that go are television and mobile. You have no access whatsoever. Radio never goes down.
Present at Tuesday's demonstration were Luis Moses Mendy, the Permanent Secretary at the Ministry of Basic and Secondary Education, and Madam Kipi Hanakoka, the Principal of St. Joseph Senior Secondary School. Both expressed strong optimism about the DRM innovation, highlighting its potential to open up new educational opportunities for students.
As a sector, we want to embrace this, and I think I just want to say that we are proud as a country that this has been tested for the first time in the world, in our country, and in one of our schools.
We as a school and are very happy, and as your principal, I'm very, very proud that together we are contributing to such an innovation in education.
After using the new devices for the first time, Mary Janet Contest and Bintu Dora, students at St. Joseph Senior Secondary School, described the DRM innovation as empowering, noting that it provides them with uninterrupted access to lessons from the UK.
I'm a very proud student of St. Joseph's, as we are the first school in Africa to ever use this device. And the fact that education is made so cheap and so accessible by these people makes me feel so happy.
I want to say thank you to everyone, our partners, Mr. Johannes, Ms. Janet, and everyone. And from behalf of our school, our principal, and everyone, we are really grateful. And thank you for this opportunity.
After the test broadcast, students and MOPSI officials gathered in the school hall for the official handover of tablets and radio by DRM Consortium representatives, marking the start of a new era in transformative learning for St. Joseph Senior Secondary School and the Global Distance Learning Initiative. Answane Soanyasi for KTV News.
Right. Very interesting. Very interesting, Velo. Because one thing I'm picking up here is that even lecturers could use this device. It's not only the high schools, but let's say lecturers, as I was saying, which most of us are from disadvantaged communities, Spumimakaya, so this could be really assist us a lot. And it's high time that we are receiving this as MET Radio while celebrating World Radio Day.
Yeah, and it's also nice, and I love that I heard someone say that it is in real time. So that is nice that you can access a lecturer in the UK while you are in, you said, in Gambia.
Yes.
And then they can access that in real time. You don't have to wait while there is a class on the other side. Like, you imagine that we are here on MUT Radio. There is a lecturer. They are teaching about something. And then there is someone out there who is in Ghana or Gambia, and they are listening in real time via DRM. So that is amazing.
Very interesting one. And this is what we need in radio, and this is what we need as young people, especially in South Africa. Something that's digital at the same time. Data does not cost a deadening, as well as the internet connectivity. As we might know, it's always a challenge when it comes to even the young people in the rural areas. So looking forward to using DRM and testing at DRM in South Africa, because you understand that it's not been tested. They're still testing it here in South Africa. It's not been officially used, but we would love to see such projects being rolled out in South Africa as well. And I think
before we wrap it up, I think it's also nice that they don't just offer like it's radio. There is also like text that can provide learning, and this all happens in just one frequency.
Yes.
So that is the most beautiful thing that I've ever heard. So let's see how it's gonna go. Hopefully the tests that the trials go well, and then we get access to it also as well, because this is just our first step, is also as MUT Radio becoming the first campus maybe to witness this all happen.
Yes, definitely. There's quite a lot of isn't that Farisha Yoga DRM. If you look at their website, you'll see that DRM in the FM band, minimum receiver requirements. So they explain a lot about that. DRM emergency warning functionality. That's another one. Distant learning where school mangayo. You'd see amafield trials, broadcast schedule. So you can just see a lot lapana ku DRM. They also have a newsletter on their website, the latest news, as well as DRM corporate videos if you want to learn more about that one. Also, the DRM energy efficiency calculator. Energy efficiency calculator. Now, that's interesting.
Imagine.
That's an interesting one. But again, Velo, we could say a lot about DRM.
Yeah.
How can we contact them? If we have any questions, esifuna ukubabuza yona.
Yeah, it's easy, and I love that they are accessible everywhere, because you find them on Instagram. Just search DRM or just search Digital Radio Mondiale. Also on X, they are there. They are also there on YouTube, so you can see how does this actually work, just like the videos that we just played. They were explaining how it works. So now maybe you can go there and check them out. Also, they are there on LinkedIn, so you can check them out. But also, if you want for press inquiries, Bayatolagala Foods, you're just going to have to type in pressoffice@drm.org. And also, if you have any inquiries or comments, you can also hit them up on projectoffice@drm.org.
No, let's wrap it up. It's been good. It's been amazing. I think it's high time now we go start our weekend.
Yeah.
Sambe so celebrating Valentine's. Nabanya bantu ke abay celebrate Valentine's. Hopefully.
Yeah. But yes.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.